This is Barbara Linder, and I'm here to lead a prayer for Spring Initiative. When I help plan Sunday morning worship services, I always start by reading through that Sunday's lectionary readings. This Sunday's readings include a passage from Philippians 4, in which Paul names two women, Euodia and Syntyche, women leaders who Paul says have struggled together with me in the ministry of the gospel. Paul says, "I'm asking you to help these women." When I read this, I thought of Anya and Bianca, the leaders of Spring Initiative. I heard Paul urging us to help them by praying for them and the work they do. Spring currently serves 80 young people, grades 4 through 12, in their wraparound after-school program. Anya Thiessen and Bianca Zahar Rescue are the co-founders and executive directors of this ministry, which employs 16 full-time staff, 3 part-time staff, and 2 interns. Asia Trask and Rachel Bauer complete their leadership team. When Anya and Bianca started Spring 12 years ago, they were young, single, and so full of energy and passion that they often worked 60 to 80 hour weeks. Now they are in a different phase of life. All 4 of these women leaders, Anya, Bianca, Asia, and Rachel, are now mothers and are working to find work-life balance. I would like to lead us in a prayer for Spring leadership and for the adjustments that need to be made as they and the program grow and change. Let's pray. God, we are grateful for women church leaders, for Renee and Melissa in our own congregation, for Anya, Bianca, Asia, and Rachel at Spring. Thank you for calling each one of them to love and serve the people you love. We are grateful for their deep sense of calling. Thank you. We are also grateful for the gift of becoming mothers. We acknowledge both the joys and the challenges of parenting infants and toddlers. We acknowledge the tension between being moms and being leaders of a not-for-profit organization with a budget of over $1 million a year. We ask you, Abba, to help these women, give them wisdom in daily decisions and in oversight and visioning for the future. Help us to know how to support and encourage them as part of our extended family. And we are grateful for the lives of the children, for their birth children, Luca, Amaya, Timo, and Nico. For the lives of the 80 young people in the Delta, they seek to empower to beat the odds, access the opportunities they deserve, and build successful, happy, hopeful lives for themselves. Be merciful and protect each of these children growing up in an embattled world. Loving Abba, help these women, these leaders, these mothers. Gift them with wisdom, discernment, and bring them joy as they seek to follow you in all areas of their lives. And Jesus, please walk with them on their journey. Amen.